I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Ravens Olympic Kid correspondent.
Yesterday was the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, and now we got to check in with our last Olympic Kid correspondent. We have 10-year-old Jace. Are you sad the Olympics are over?
Yeah.
Me too. Oh my gosh, what are you going to miss most about them?
The basketball.
Yeah, that was good.
Basketball was great. What a finish for both teams, the men's and women. I mean, that was unbelievable. I was nervous a little bit towards the end of the men's game. I was sweating during the women's game.
All right, Jace, tell us what happened this weekend that we need to know all about.
So the United States were tied with China with the most golds for 40. The U.S. also had 44 silver medals and 42 bronze medals.
It's important to note, Jace, that even though we tied China with 40 gold, we still beat them by like 26 medals, so we're still number one in the world.
There is one thing that we could do with math there too, Anna, though, is were they in all the different things that we were in? Because you got to count that too. Like if we're in every single event and they're in only 2/3 of the events, then they did pretty good, right?
That doesn't matter. Okay. What it matters is that we have more medals and that all women right. won 65% of the gold medals for USA. Go ahead, Jace, continue.
China had 27 silver medals and 24 bronze medals. And then Japan came in third with 20 gold medals, 12 silver, and 13 bronze.
I heard that
a total of 44 medals.
Great Britain is upset because they feel like everyone's saying that Japan got third because they got the third most golds, but they have, but Great Britain has the third most medals and they want to be called third place. So I don't know what they're mad about.
Like, that's up to their media and their country.
Right. They can do whatever they want.
You know, we're all doing that revisionist history thing right now, right?
All right, Jace, what else do we need to know?
Steph Curry scored 24 points in the finals game, all coming from three-pointers.
It was amazing. I mean, he just kept nailing them at the end there. I don't think he missed a single three-point shot. He might have missed one three-point shot, but it was awesome because that was his only appearance on the Olympic team, the men's basketball team. We think of all our great players as being there all the time, Anna. That was his only time and the last time, which he said. So it's his first and last. And he was on a mission to get that gold, and it was a great finish.
He saw that Jimmy Fallon was filming TikToks of him, so he would hit a three-point and then look at Jimmy Fallon and give him the thumbs up and wink. Like, they must be hilarious looking at all his TikToks and his reels.
And four of those threes came in the finals with 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
He's on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not night. Put him to sleep.
The U.S. men's team won their record 8th Olympic gold medal on Sunday.
The women's game. Yes. That was incredible.
The U.S. won its 6 games in the tournament by an average of 15.7 points.
Except that last one where France really made you sweat.
I felt, I mean, I always want us to win, always, but I kind of felt bad for France.
I don't feel bad for them.
Okay, all right, never mind. I'm over it. I'm good.
Yeah,
right,
they'll get to play again. It's fine.
Yeah, but when it's their home country, but you know what?
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah.
Who cares about that?
All right, keep going, Jace.
So in the LA Games in 2028, some sports won't be there, like breaking, which made its Olympic debut in Paris. Boxing will also be left out of the LA 2008. Coming back to the next summer games are baseball, softball, and cricket.
All right, Jace, did we get everything?
Yep.
Jace, thank you so much for being our final kid correspondent for the Olympics. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.